point your attention to Standing Orders 92.1, which indicates that where the Standing Orders doesn't give a clear provision for anything. In fact, it states where the Assembly's Standing Orders are silent, resort may be had to the Standing Orders of the Trinidad and Tobago Parliament. And I also want to point your attention to the Standing Orders of the Trinidad and Tobago Parliament, Order 4, 9 and 10. 9 says, otherwise the candidate with the fewest number of votes shall be eliminated, and the ballot held again for the remaining candidates until one candidate receives the vote of a majority of members of the House. But 10 says, if after the holding of a ballot referred to in paragraph 9 of this standing order, the votes remain equal, the clerk must determine by lot which candidate is to be eliminated. So given that the standing orders of the Tobago House of Assembly is silent on the matter of how to break a deadlock, our standing orders 92.1 actually requires that we look at the national standing orders, and therein exists provision. So I wish to just state that interjection for your consideration. Thank you.
Assemblyman Fadi Augustine. But this House has exhausted standing orders 3, which is as far as I'm prepared to go, and as such, this process cannot continue.